Chazor zechen nishu bachas shag rav min hum zechen zechen daf yud gimel perek ha koymet is a mincha perek sheni zok the helig mishum pesiata dishmaya. If a kohen does the kmita with intent to eat the shrine or to burn the koymet the next day, Rav Yosi would agree that the carbon becomes pigle and there's a chi of course for someone who eats it. If the kmita was done with intent to burn the lavoina the next day, Rav Yosi says it's possible, but there's no cars. The Chum say it's possible and there is cars. The Chum said to him, why is it different than an animal carbon? Where if the animal is shechted with intent to burn the amram the next day, the carbon would certainly become pigle and there would be a chi of course. The same should be with the mincha. Rabbi Yossi says the difference is that the blood, meat, and amram are all considered to be one thing, whereas the levain is not considered to be part of the mincha. Frek the Gemara, why did the Mishnah need to say the first case and say that in that case Rabbi Yossi agrees? And for the Gemara, if we would only give the second case where he says it's possible and there's no karis, we would say that Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is based on that he holds that an intent on half of the matter cannot create pigle. Therefore, we would say that in the first case as well, it would not become pigle because it's also regarding half a matter, since the intent does not include the levain. The Mishnah therefore teaches, in the first case he agrees that it becomes full-fledged pigle. The Mishnah then said, "Lahak de levain nasa lemachar." So Rabbi Yosi Omer pasul ve'ein by karis. Rizak Mar Rishlakish said Rabbi Yosi would say that one matter cannot affect pigle on another matter. For example, an intent on the levaina during the kmitza of the kaimitz will not make it pigle. The same should be said regarding the 2 spoons of levaina on the shulchan because they're both matirin. For example, why is necessary to say that the same applies to the 2 spoons of levaina? If tomorrow we would have thought to say that Rabbi Yosi holds the way he does, where there is an intent on the levaina during the avoid of the kaimitz, because the kaimitz and the levaina are different kinds. However, regarding the 2 spoons of levaina, where they're both of the same kind, maybe they can affect pigle on each other, which Lachis therefore teaches that they do not. Frek the Gemara, the Mishnah suggests that Rabbi Yosi's view is based on the fact that the levaina and the kaimitz are of different kinds, because Rabbi Yosi explains that the mincha is different than the blood, meat, and amram of an animal, because those different parts of the animal are considered to be one thing, whereas the levaina is not considered to be part of the mincha itself. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi means when he says this is that levaina is not subject to the same restriction as the mincha. As long as the kaimitz is not burned, the shrine may not be eaten. However, even if the kaimitz is not burned, the levaina may still be burnt. The Rabbanan argue and hold that we only say that the matir can't affect pigle on another matir when the two are not placed into a single klisharis. The mincha and the levaina are put into a single klisharis, and therefore they consider it to be one and the same. So Zokmar Vayter Rabbi Yanai said, if the levaina was gathered by a zar, it's possible. Rabbi Yemi explained, this is because he has moved the levaina closer to the mizbeach, and he has therefore done halacha. This would be considered a halacha because Rabbi Yanai holds that halacha does not need the involvement of the feet, and halacha therefore done by a zar is possible even if he doesn't sort of move his feet closer to the mizbeach. Rav Mari said, we can see this from our Mishnah as well. The Mishnah says that the kmitza, putting it into a keli, carrying it to the mizbeach and burning it are all avoidas. Now the kmitza is like a shchita, the carrying is like halacha, the burning is like zirika. What avoidas is putting it into the keli? It's not kabbalah, because blood flows into a keli on its own, whereas a flower has to be put into the keli. Rather, you have to say that since this must be done, it's an important avoida, and therefore it must be considered like a kabbalah. Similarly, with regard to gathering the levaina, we have to say that since this must be done, it's an important avoida, and therefore it must be considered like a halacha. Mari says it's not a proof. Putting the flower into the keli is like kabbalah. The fact that the kabbalah of blood is different because it happens on its own doesn't make a difference, and therefore the putting of the flower into the keli is a true kabbalah. However, gathering the levaina is not similar to halacha and would therefore not be considered to be a halacha. Zok the next Mishnah. If the two lambs that accompanied the shtei alechem on Shavuos were shechted with intent to eat one of the chalas the next day, or if one burned the levaina of the shulchan with intent to eat one of the arrangements of the lechem upon him on the next day, Rabbi Yosi says that chala or that arrangement which was the subject of the intent is pigle and there's chi of karis, and the other one is pasul but doesn't have karis. The Chum say both of them are pigle and both have the chi of karis. Zok the Gemara of Huna said Rabbi Yosi would say that if there was a pigle intent regarding the right thigh of an animal, the left thigh does not become pigle. We can say this based on svara that just as if one thigh became tameh, the other would not become tameh, meaning once they've been separated. So the same is with regard to pigle. We can also say it's based on a pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'anefesh ha'yichelas mimenu avoynoi tisa." Pigle is for the one who eats it, not for the one who eats the other limb. Frek the Gemara of Nachman Yisrav Huna, a brisa says that there is only pigle on the second chal of the shei alechem if there was intent regarding both chalas, even if there was intent to eat a combined kazayis of the two of them beyond their time. This implies that if there was only intent regarding one of them, the other would not become pigle. Who do the brisa follow? It can't be the Rabbanon, because they say that intent regarding only one of them makes the other apostle. Rather, must follow Rabbi Yosi. Now, if we said that the limbs of an animal are considered to be one unit, it would make sense to say that the two chalas are also considered to be one unit. However, if you said that even the limbs are not one unit, how can we say that the two chalas are considered to be one unit? And for the Gemara, the brisa follows the view of Rebbe and Abraisa. The brisa says, if one shechts the first lamb with intent to eat half a kazayis of one challah beyond his time, shechts the second lamb with intent to eat half a kazayis of the other challah beyond his time, Rebbe says it would be kosher. This suggests that this is because he said half of a kazayis. However, had he said a kazayis from both challahs, it would have combined for pigle. Based on this, the previous brisa can be following the view of Rebbe.